And we're back. Happy New Year, everyone. It is so glad to be back. It's been quite a wonderful holiday season. And I just wanted to drop you a quick note and say hi. You know, I've known something was really different about Home Depot since the time I tied my first apron on a little over 5 years ago, close to 6 years ago. And you know what I'm thinking? It's not just our core values. It's basically how we live our values every day and make them real. And I want you to know that if you're listening to me, it means the world to me. And if we're meeting for the first time, my name is Zarir. And I want you to know that you all do it through actions. I see it every day. You do it through actions that are big. You do it through actions that are small. Like just going the extra mile for a fellow associate or maybe a customer or coming up with creative ways to solve problems or maybe just showing up for helping your community with a Team Depot event, which I love to see, especially up on LinkedIn. So if you haven't connected on LinkedIn, please be sure to check out Zarir and some of my content there as well. But I just want you to know that I feel so blessed to work for this company. And I just wanted to say thank you because my blessing is to work with each and every one of you at the Home Depot. So please have a safe Friday, have a very happy weekend, and I'll see you next week. Now, I'm not going to give it all away. If you haven't had an opportunity to pick up the book by Bernie Marcus, co-founder of Home Depot, with Catherine Lewis, it's called Kick Up Some Dust. Oh my gosh, y'all, I cannot put it down. And I basically just, you know, I got the book and I'm like, my God, this book is so thick, I'm never going to read it. And for those of you that know me, you know I consume a lot of audio. The first thing I saw when I cracked the book was the words, "We can face everything and rise," and it was a foreword by Pitbull. Pitbull, y'all, world famous rapper, and Bernie Marcus have something in common. And I'm going to start talking about this book starting next week, chapter by chapter, and I'm going to transcribe all of this audio into written articles on my blog at www.zarirmirwanji.com, and you can also catch snippets of it on LinkedIn. And very soon, over the next couple of months, back into YouTube, back into the saddle of making content, but really showing you how it is that I do all of these things behind the scenes, because I want you to have the same tools that were available to me for free so that you can also document your journey and make the content that you want to make. But just to give you a quick snippet of Pitbull, the story goes, after Pitbull and Bernie Marcus had met, Bernie asked him to come visit him at his house in Boca. And if you're not familiar, South Florida, Boca Raton, his crew drove up to the security gate. And the security gate just wouldn't let him in. Now I can't imagine why, y'all. he said, "I didn't have any identification." He told him respectfully, "Hey, I'm here to meet with Bernie Marcus." And they just weren't buying it. So no matter how many times Bernie called security, they were just not getting in. So Bernie finally jumped in his car and drove to the gate and went and got him. And when he arrived, the security team quickly figured out that, hey, okay, this dude's not lying, but it really seemed like they just couldn't imagine a world where Pitbull and Bernie Marcus were friends. And, you know, the thing that really gets to me, the thing that really picked me up and wanted me to read this book and listen to it on audio, I have all three. I have the audio of the written version and the video as well. On the surface, they couldn't be more different, right? He was a poor Jewish kid from Newark. Bernie became a pharmacist. He kind of hit it big with Home Depot in 1978. I was 4 years old in East Africa then, by the way. And he says, "Bro, I'm a rapper. I'm a hustler who grew up in Miami in the 80s around entrepreneurs selling a very different kind of product." And he learned English from watching Sesame Street. And he said he released his first album at the age of 23. And he basically says, look, he's Bernie, I'm Mr. Worldwide. Take a closer look, and you're going to see something else. And it's true. They're like Warren Buffett and Jay-Z, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. And he said that his connection may not be obvious, but it is very, very powerful. Because, you see, they're both the children of immigrants, and I can really relate to that, being an immigrant myself, coming to this country from a third world country in Kenya, from East Africa, immigrated to England, went to San Francisco as my port of entry back in 1991, 1992. But he talks about how his parents had fled Russia and Ukraine, and his grandmother resisted Fidel Castro. Like, his aunt was a political prisoner. His mother was part of an operation, Peter Pan, in the early 1960s. And his father escaped Cuba and brought refugees over to America during the Mariel boatlift. And both of their families struggled to survive. Bernie's dad was basically this cabinet maker, right? And his mother worked in a factory, just like Pitbull's grandmother and so many people in my family that I know as well. He said his father made sandwiches, hustled anything he could, and his mother cleaned houses and sold anything she could get her hands on. So I'm going to stop right there. I'll give you more on the content and the stories from Kick Up Some Dust. But first, let me know if this is a good idea, because I just love this book so much. I know there's so many associates that work for our company that just don't have the time to read sometimes. They're busy with family. They're busy with work. They just have no idea what's going on in people's lives, right? And these stories might make you smile, or it might make you think or reflect on your leadership every single day, living this very sweet orange life that we have the opportunity to live. So this is not an official Home Depot podcast, but it is more of a leadership type of podcast, just documenting my journey and just kind of letting you know what it is that I'm up to behind the scenes, a little bit of personal, a little bit of business, and that is what the Zarir Mirwanji audio and video experience is all about. So enough about that. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Do me a favor, hit me up on LinkedIn. I've shut down all of my other social media because, quite honestly, it's just becoming a distraction for me. This allows me to really focus on the things that matter the most, and that is our people. All right. Hope you're having a good day. My name is Zarir, and I'll see you next time. Peace, everybody.